Well, it's been a very interesting weekend in the Peter Hanley Motors Longford Senior Football Championship. Abbey Lara and Rathcline drew in their quarter final on Saturday. That means a replay next weekend. On the other side of that quarter final draw, Drumard absolutely hammered Cashel in Pierce Park on Sunday to book their place in the semi final. The champions of last year are gone, beaten by Mullinocta 111 to 11 points in their playoff game. That means in the other side of the quarter final draw, Longford Slashers will take on Mullinocta next Saturday in their quarter final. Mostrom and Killow is the other side of that draw. That game is on next Sunday, the 22nd. Also in the Senior Football Championship relegation round robin stage, Sean Connolly's beat Arda 110-6 and Drumlish were 1-9-8 winners over Granard, the second round of games to be played next weekend. Well, let's get an overview now of the weekend's action at quarter-final stage in the Senior Championship with the County Board PRO, John Duffy.
John, we're just after seeing, as you described it there, a runaway victory for Drumard, many people's favourites for the championship.
Yeah, well, I suppose they are, and they proved it today, and I suppose the fact that Clongish have been beaten today now as well will leave it, a lot of neutrals will probably say, yeah, Drumard are the team. But there's a lot of football to be played in the championship. Yeah, Drumard have booked, the first team to book their place in the semi-final anyway, and they have to play the winners of Abbey Lara and Rathcline. Now, Abbey Lara were expected to win that one yesterday evening, but in fairness to Rathcline, they really dug in deep and got a good result for them. But they have to do it all again next week to try and come out on top. Abbey Lara, of course, were defeated last year in the semi-final by Drumard, and heavily defeated. Of course, that time they were led by the current Drumard manager, Sean Hagan, was the manager of Abbey Lara. So that if they are to get to a semi-final, certainly there will be no pushover for Drumard. But they have to get there first and have to beat a Rathcline team. Of course, other people's favourites now at the moment are Longford Slashers, and have been. A lot of people talking about Slashers now as the team, over with Dennis Connerton getting a great response from all the players up there. They really, really looks to be the team that, if anyone could not, and again, stop Drumard, I suppose. But they have Mullinocta now to play, who have beaten Clongish today, so it's that's an interesting game.
Yeah, and that's the other half of the draw. Mostrom and Killow there also waiting in that quarter final for next weekend.
Yeah, Mostrom and Killow again. Killow probably with the experience would be expected. They were the team last year that put good designs on a championship as well, when they ran the finalists, both Clongish and Drumard, very close, and in both games there they would have thought that they could have beaten them. Killow have already, they beat a strong Clongish team in the championship already, and they also, of course, then they beat Mullinocta and Arda to get into the quarterfinals. Mostrom, on the other hand, they have had a big win. They got a very big win against Granard, and scoring difference and everything came into it as well. They are a young team. They've after been the last two under 21 finals as well, and Brian Farrell, I believe, is playing extremely well for them as a forward. But Killow would be expected to win that one, and you know, I think this Seamus Quinn from Leitrim is training them, and they're going well in the league as well. So it'll be, I suppose, the prediction would have to be Killow and Slashers for once for that semi-final. But Mullinocta is the dark horse in the championship, having knocked out the champions. But Killow and Slashers for that semi-final, and we'll have to see. We won't call it a final pairing until we have the semi-finals out of the way. Anyway,
and just briefly and finally, just on the relegation end of things this year, we had Sean Connolly's beating Arda, we had Drumlish beating Granard, and we've round two next weekend.
And who knows what will happen there? I suppose it did. Arda would have been expected probably to beat Connolly's yesterday evening, but Connolly's, as always, are a very tough team to beat when they get in here to Pierce Park. So they've probably, the two wins, a win in these first games are crucial. So Connolly's and Father Manning Gales are in the driving seat now, and it puts Arda and Granard now on the back foot as such, and it looks obviously one of them will be favourites to go down. I suppose it's hard to pick one. Arda after suffering a lot of injuries, so they may get it hard to stay up, but Granard haven't really impressed in the championship, so it looks as if it's going to be one of those of the two losers from this week that could be end up playing intermediate next year.
And that's John Duffy there, County Board PRO, taking a look at the action in the Longford Senior Football Championship at the weekend. Well, that's it for now. We'll be back with more on the championship later in the week.